Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We're going to have fun today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pauline. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is news.
And the title of our show is Staying Safe. Staying Safe. Pauline, what are some general ways to stay safe?
Well, let's see. When I go hiking, I usually don't go alone. And I always tell people where I'm going. That way, if I get lost, people know where to look for us.
Okay. So there are many different places you can go traveling. Some of them are safer than others. When I go to some places, I have to be careful of my wallet. Other places, I have to be careful of much more than that.
Right. Well, no matter what activity we are doing or where we go, at work, at home, in the city, in the country, no matter where we are, we need to think about safety.
That's right, at home or in the city. So we will talk about that today. But don't worry, friends, these are good English words to learn, too.
That's right. Well, before we start talking about that, let's learn about our keywords with Christina.
Hello, 今天我们要谈的是如何保护自己的安全。其实面对危险的时候该怎么做，并没有一个正确标准的答案。There is no right answer. 因为情况不同，应变的方式也不同。名词 answer 就是答案。首先如果可以逃脱的话，逃走是最好的选择。Running is the best choice. 名词 choice 就是选择、选项。如果逃不了，就找一个安全的地方先躲起来。如果逃不了，也没有地方躲，就只好跟歹徒正面对抗了。You might need to fight then. 动词 fight 就是搏斗、打架。正面对抗的时候，可以抓起手边的东西丢向他，或者是大声的敲出声音吓对方。大声的噪音就是 noise. You can also make noise. 如果有武器的话，要把它掌控在手中。Get control of any weapons. 名词 control 就是控制、掌握的意思。
Watching the news can be scary. There are many stories about criminals attacking people. Sometimes dangerous people hurt or even kill others. But you don't need to be afraid.You can learn to stay safe. What can you do if someone attacks you? There is no right answer. Not all dangers are the same. You need to think before you act. Don't just follow everyone else. Find the safest plan for you.Peter, do you like to watch the news?
Well, actually, I like reading the news more than watching on TV. Sometimes I think we see so much bad news, I just can't stand it.
Sure. I think it is good to know what is happening in the world, but I do think watching the news can be scary sometimes.
Yes, thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. Saying what?
Watching the news can be scary. That's today's...
Calendar phrase!
The news can be scary.
The news can be scary.
新闻可能会很恐怖。
Let's watch the news.
But the news can be scary.
Oh no, there's a big fire.
The news can be scary.
Oh no!There's a big accident!
The news can be scary!
Oh no! There's a big earthquake!
The news can be scary!
What can we do?
Stop watching the news!
Good idea.
The news can be scary.
The news can be scary.
新闻可能会很恐怖。
There are a lot of scary things that happen in the world. It makes me sad when I see news stories about criminals attacking people.
Me too. Criminals are people who break the laws and hurt people. These people are dangerous, and there are dangerous people in the world. When we think about them, we can get scared.
But our article says you don't need to be afraid. You can learn to stay safe. I think this is a good point. So, how can we stay safe from criminals, Peter?
Good question, but there's no perfect answer. Every situation is different. Not all dangers are the same. But there are some basic safety tips that we can follow. For example, don't panic.
Yes. Panic means to be so afraid you can't think. If you are in a dangerous situation, you need to try to stay calm. Take deep breaths and think before you act.
That's good advice and a good sentence pattern too. Let's check in with Christina to learn more about it.
碰到危险的时候需要想清楚再行动。You need to think before you act. 句尾的 act 是动词行动的意思。所以 think before you act 就很像我们常说的三思而后行。这个 think before you 怎么样在生活中很实用的。还有哪些事是需要想清楚再做的呢？你可以说 please think before you speak. 说话之前请三思。think before you post.要po东西上网之前要先想一想。还有 think before you share online, 要上网分享东西之前要先想一下。这种说法也适合在写英文作文的时候用，它简洁有力，能够引起读者的兴趣哦。
Thanks, Christina. So if you are in a dangerous situation, you need to think calmly.Don't just do what everyone else does. They may not be acting safely. Think and make the safest plan for you.
Let's learn about some possible things you can do in a dangerous situation. Here's part two.
Run. Running is often the best choice. If you run, you can get away from danger. But...Look around before you run. Look for a safe place to run to. If you decide to run, leave your things. Getting to safety is more important than saving your things. You can tell other people to run too. Hide. If you can't run, hide. Look for a safe place.The attacker should not be able to see you. Okay, so if you are in a dangerous situation, you need to think and make a plan. But what possible actions can you take?
Good question. This article gives us some ideas. What does the article say is often the best choice?
Running. Running is often the best decision. Run away from danger.If you can.
But remember to think first. Can you get away? And where are you going to run to? Look around before you run.
Okay, let's say I see a safe place to run to. Then what?
Well, then run.
I know, Peter, but can I bring my purse and my backpack with me?
No, just leave your things. Run.
But what if my expensive laptop is on the table, or I have a lot of money in my purse?
Okay, what's more important, Pauline, your life or your laptop?
Oh, okay, you're right. I also like the part that says you can tell other people to run.
Right, there might be people who don't know that they're in danger. If you tell them to run, you might help save their life too.
Okay, so if a criminal wants to attack you or others, then you should always run, right?
Well, not always run, Pauline. Running is often the best choice, but it's not always possible to run to safety.
But what else can you do?
You can hide. Sometimes it's not possible to run. If you can't run, hiding is probably a good idea.
That makes sense. If the criminal can't find you, then they probably can't hurt you. But again, make sure you hide in a safe place.
Well, I'm really tall. Where am I going to hide?
That's a good question. You'll have to look and think if you're in that situation. Okay, friends, it's time for a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Pauline, have you ever been in a scary situation like the one we're talking about today?
No, I haven't. It's not very common, but of course it can happen, so I think it's a good thing to talk about. It's best to think about safety before you are in a scary situation. So let's keep learning about that with part three now. Fight. Trying to fight with an attacker is dangerous. But if you cannot run or hide, you might need to fight. If there are other people around, work together with them. Try to confuse the attacker. Throw things and make noise. Get control of any weapons and hold the attacker down. Call for help. Once you are safe, call for help. Tell someone about the attacker. Ask the police to come and help. Be careful, friends, and stay safe out there.
We have already talked about two things you can do if there is an attacker. What are they, Pauline?
Well, first is to run. Running is usually best if possible, but if you can't run, maybe you can hide.
Well, now we learn about another possible action, fight.
Fighting an attacker is dangerous. It's always best to avoid a fight if possible. Remember, first think about running or hiding.
But sometimes it's not possible to run or hide. If that's true, then you need to fight.
Also, yell and make noise. Some people may not know there is a problem. Making noise tells everyone around you that something is wrong.
And then you will be able to work together with others to fight the attacker.
That's a great idea. And a great sentence, too. Let's go to Christina to learn more.
决定与歹徒正面抗争时，如果周围有其他人，最好可以跟他们联手对抗。 If there are other people around, work together with them. 我们来看 work together 这个片语，它不是一起工作的意思。其实只要是从事某种活动，就可以用 work. 比如我问你，去旅行的事都安排好了吗？你可以回答 I'm still working on it， 表示我还在进行中。 或者今天晚上要准备20个人的晚餐，所以 I've been working in the kitchen the whole day. 我已经在厨房里忙一整天了。再看一句， He has to work very hard to pass the test. 他必须很用功才能通过考试。这三个句子里的 work 都跟上班工作无关，讲的都是从事进行某一件事。Thanks,
Christina. How can people work together against an attacker, Peter?
So they can try to confuse the attacker, try to make it hard for him to pick one person to attack. For example, people can throw things and make noise.
The attacker may have a weapon like a knife.
Oh, if you must fight, work together to take control of the attacker's weapon. Take the weapon away from the attacker, so he cannot use it. Then, stop the attacker from moving or going anywhere.
And don't forget to call the police. Ask them to come help.
Hey, let's ask Rebecca to help us with that grammar point you just used, Pauline. Rebecca?
Hello, friends. I am
so happy that you could join me today. Well, it's that time when you get to learn a new grammar point. And today's grammar point, you're going to learn how to use the word ask. For example, ask your mother to help you, or ask your teacher to tell you. You can do this. So make sure you go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. And thanks, friends, for learning about this important topic with us today. Now it's time to review those keywords we learned together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Answer. Answer. What is the answer to this question?
Choice. Choice. Where should we eat? It's your choice.
Fight. Fight. The two boys are fighting.
Noise. Noise. What's that noise in the kitchen?
Control. Control. Sam lost control of his bike. All right, friends, those are the key words. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look at our lesson one more time.
Watching the news can be scary. There are many stories about criminals attacking people. Sometimes dangerous people hurt or even kill others. But you don't need to be afraid. You can learn to stay safe. What can you do if someone attacks you? There is no right answer. Not all dangers are the same. You need to think before you act. Don't just follow everyone else. Find the safest plan for you. Run. Running is often the best choice. If you run, you can get away from danger. But look around before you run. Look for a safe place to run to. If you decide to run, leave your things. Getting to safety is more important than saving your things. You can tell other people to run too. Hide. If you can't run, hide. Look for a safe place. The attacker should not be able to see you. Fight. Trying to fight with an attacker is dangerous, but if you cannot run or hide, you might need to fight. If there are other people around, work together with them. Try to confuse the attacker, throw things, and make noise. Get control of any weapons and hold the attacker down. Call for help. Once you are safe, call for help. Tell someone about the attacker. Ask the police to come and help. Be careful, friends, and stay safe out there.
Why are you shaking?
I just got scared. I watched the news.
Oh, the news can be scary. There are stories about dangerous people.
Yeah, what if they try to attack me?
If someone tries to hurt you, think about the safest plan.
Like what?
Run away. That is often the best choice.
But what if I can't run?
Then look for a safe place to hide.
What if I can't hide?
Then fight.
Fighting is dangerous.
Well, if others are around you, fight together. Confuse the attacker.
Yeah. Oh, should I call for help?
Yes. Once you're safe, call for help.
Okay.
good. You feel safer now, right?
Not really.
So, Peter, what is one important thing you will remember from today's lesson?
Well, I've been in two situations like this, and both times I had to run. Thankfully, I have really long legs because I'm tall, so I could run away and make noise. This is the best way to deal with situations like this.
I agree, and I'm glad you could run because I think it would be hard for you to hide.
That's very true. Well, this is important. Yeah, one time I was traveling in a different country. Bandits tried to steal my money. They had knives, so I had to run. Another time was in a city, and there were gangsters. That I had to run then, too.
Wow, I had no idea. You've had a very interesting life, Peter.
Actually, there was one more time we couldn't run, so we just gave them the money. We didn't get hurt that way.
Well, I think that is much better than fighting.
That's very true. Friends, stay safe out there and join us again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.